Ed is in Chino Hills, California. Our next caller. Hi, Ed.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hey, Leo. I'm building a new house. I'm in a steep canyon between two urban areas. I get poor cell signal, and I've got no access to fiber. So my first question is Cat 5e versus Cat 6.
Okay.
Is there a real advantage?
So in the early days, when you're building a house, this is a good question to ask. And it's much more expensive, by the way. You go from Cat 5, these are the Ethernet cables. You go from Cat 5 to Cat 5e to Cat 6. There's a big jump in cost as you go up. The difference is, of course, the shielding and the capability, the bandwidth capability. Cat 6 can go up to 10 gigabits, which is pretty amazing. The question is, yeah, but you've got a house, right? So you're going to buy a lot of it and run a lot of wire. What did we do, 5e or 6, John, when we upgraded the studio? We did 6. And we're getting a gigabyte of data a second transfer. I mean, it's amazing. But it cost us $30,000 for the cabling. It was expensive. So I think the best way, believe it or not, to future-proof your home is to buy 5E is fine. But don't just put in 5E. Put in duct work. Put in tubing so you can pull additional cables,
yeah.
Right?
Metal conduit.
So conduit, baby.
Make lines through and ground it for shielding purposes.
Because it may be 10 years from now, we'll all say, oh, you know, I wish I'd put glass in, fiber.
No fiber in my neighborhood.
Well, but doesn't matter if it's in your neighborhood, because really your internet bandwidth is not what you're talking about here. If it were merely internet bandwidth, Cat 5 would be fine, because 100 megabits per second, come on, that's plenty. But the reason you do it is for speed transporting files in the house. In other words, that way, now you could have a media. I don't think you're ever going to need 6, but you could have a media server, and you could transmit the video all over the place. And how big is the house?
Not that big, but the property's spread out over several lots, and we were planning on, you know, remote runs to patios and things like
that. So Scooter X is saying, and I think this is about right, Cat 5e is 30% more than Cat 5 cable. Cat 6 is 30% more than that.
Okay.
Six goes farther, which is a good reason, because it's better shielded. Of course, you're putting it in a metal conduit, so that's going to be shielding in and of itself.
Uh-huh.
I think most of the time now, people are truthfully using Wi-Fi and getting Wi-Fi speeds keep going up. You're right. There is nothing like a hardwired network, and it really is awesome. And if you've got the money, you know, Cat 6 should be enough to last you for probably 20, 30 years. But, you know, we always say that. Remember when we said 640 megabytes of data of RAM would be plenty? Kilobytes, we said, actually.
So neighbors on both sides of me running wireless security cameras. Interference, and
yeah.
Would Cat 6 help shield me from that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you won't get interference on the Ethernet, but you would get interference with your Wi-Fi, so that's a good point.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you have cable television, cable into the house?
There's cable in the neighborhood. So
okay, so you're going to have fast enough Internet. I mean, cable now is 100 to 150 megabits in many cases and upgrading all the time as they get pressure from people like Verizon Fios and Google. Google's gigabit, Fios, whatever they call it, fiber.
Networking protocols. Who's going to emerge as the winner?
Don't worry about that. Are you worried about that? IP is the winner.
Yeah.
IP is the winner and Ethernet. And I think that's done. I think we're done.
So Zigbee versus Z-Wave.
Oh, you're talking home automation.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a really big horse race, because you don't just have Zigbee and Z-Wave and X10. These are the long-time incumbents. You've got Google, Microsoft, and Apple all throwing their hats into the ring. And are they going to use a standard like Zigbee or Z-Wave? No, they're going to do their own thing. So everybody, we are not going to see a winner for some time, if ever. The best way to handle this probably is to, do you use Macs? Are you an Apple house?
We're a PC house.
Okay. So if you were, you know, kind of like used iPhones and Macintoshes, I'd say, well, just assume that Apple's going to do something that will probably be good with HomeKit. It will be highly proprietary, though. So you'll be buying into the Apple ecosystem. You haven't bought into the Apple ecosystem. So that means, you know, you have the option to look at what Google's doing. Google's got some interesting stuff coming along, including, they call it Weave, Thread, and Brillo.
Mm-hmm.
And these are very interesting. They're different, you know, layers of home automation protocols, but very interesting. I mean, Google has basically, by announcing these, and announced its interest in this. However, they've done nothing to really make it happen. And I feel like Nest is foundering. I think they're, you know, their one big play in this is Nest. Remember, they bought the Nest thermostats. Nest then made smoke alarms, which, and they got in trouble because it turned out you could disable the smoke alarms by waving at them, so they had to recall them. And then last week, the Nest thermostat had a firmware update that caused many people's thermostats to stop working in the dead of winter. And that was quite embarrassing. So I think Nest is struggling a little bit. So Google's ambitions in home automation may be thwarted. There's Samsung. Of course, they bought SmartThings. And the nice thing about SmartThings, it works with Zigbee and Z-Wave.
So that looks like...
Well, but it doesn't work with all Zigbee and Z-Wave. I think the SmartThings play is interesting. We should mention they have been a sponsor in the past of some of our shows. I think the SmartThings play is interesting because Amazon has now started working with SmartThings, with their Echo. And really, what I think, the smart home is only the smart home when you can talk to it. That's what I think everybody really says. Look, I should be able to say, good morning, the appropriate light should turn on, the appropriate coffee should start brewing, all of the things that we want to have happen should happen. I should say, house, lock up for the night, and it will close, make sure the garage doors are closed, the doors are locked, the lights are off, the external alarms are on, whatever it is. That should all be something I could just speak to the house. And Amazon's Echo platform is turning out to be a real dark horse. But this is a horse race, a big horse race, and there is no obvious winner at this point. You're thinking about doing home automation, huh?
Absolutely. And here's my next question. Being out in the boondocks, I've got, you know, wild critters of different sorts, but my big concern is rattlesnakes.
Holy cow.
I don't want to step on one.
Holy
cow. I was looking for a lighting system that would sense the Bluetooth in my Galaxy S5 and turn on the lights on the stairs as I walk up to the door.
Yeah, there are such lighting systems. In fact, that is one of the most interesting things that's happening is presence detection. For instance, the new Tesla X, when you walk up to it, sees your Bluetooth and opens the driver door for you if you turn this on. This is a feature Tesla just pushed out, that it will open the door as you get closer. And, of course, the same thing with Schlage locks, Kwikset locks. These are Bluetooth-enabled locks. I think there are problems associated with this because security issues come to mind. But for rattlesnake detection and lights turning on, I think that's safe. I'm not sure I would yet trust it to unlock the doors. But, sure, that's totally doable, and there are a number of ways to do that. It is really unknown at this point who's going to win. I just don't know. It's really tough. But you've now told me basically wireless is going to be big for you.
Yes.
So you know, and that, so even if you're putting conduit in the wall and cabling, you're also going to want a good Wi-Fi setup. I wish I had better answers for you. It's very much up in the air. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.